for our Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, we give you the glory. You deserve our praise. We lay it to her to say thank you, Jesus, for the 27th day in the month of February 2026. Your grace has kept us. We are very grateful. Thank you, Father, for being a good and faithful Father, the one who cares for us, the one who loves us, the one who nurtures us, the one who teaches us, the one who strengthens us, the one who upholds our life. We are so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart to come and bow before you and worship you. We say thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you, God. You are so good. Our Lord Jesus, we worship you. We bless you, O God. We thank you because you are good. You are kind. Thank you because you have kept us in every areas of life. You've kept us in your loving kindness. We are so grateful. Our Father, we say thank you. Thank you for all. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the future. Thank you because you keep us moving. You keep us strengthened on a daily basis. Thank you because you will guide us. You will wrap us in your hands. We are so grateful. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy to the children of men. We are grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you for all. We are grateful. In the little we can say is thank you, God, for everything. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to make this declaration in faith that, Lord, as I go, as I march out of the month of February into the month of March, I will enjoy the sufficiency in your grace. Your strength will keep me moving. I will move from glory to glory, from strength to strength. You will renew my strength from the inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. You will give me understanding. You will open my eyes of understanding to know you more, to love you more, to do your will more in the name of Jesus Christ. You will straighten the crooked ways in the name of Jesus. You will strengthen me by your hands of righteousness. You will teach me your will. You will open my eyes to more insight and knowledge in you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will feed me on a daily basis. You will help me to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. You will give me peace on all sides. You will give me victory. You will fight for me. Every of my heart desires, every challenge is on my way. You are going to open my eyes to wisdom, to understanding, to knowledge, to solutions in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy your peace on all sides in the name of Jesus. Every chaos is silent on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speak volumes for me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my going out. It is well with my coming in. The peace of the Lord is my guarantee in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 27th day in the month of February 2026. We are so grateful to God for the journey so far, and we've been discussing Arise and Shine from the beginning of February. And as we've been rounding off, the grace of the Lord will be sufficient for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to use this medium to open our eyes to this word I wrote. Arising and shining is laying hold of eternal life till we see God. Till we see God face to face, till we receive, come and welcome my daughter, my son to the rest. That is arising and shining. When we arise and not shine till we lay hold to eternal life, the journey is an incomplete journey. I want us to know that life is filled with darkness of different kinds. We have gross darkness, we have thick darkness. Just mention anything darkness, life is filled with every kind of darkness. God alone is the one that can keep us in his glory till the end, because life is filled with war of different kind of darkness to hinder us from our relevance, to hinder us from fulfilling the purpose that God has sent us to. Remember, we fight from the place of victory because Jesus Christ has won the battle for us on the cross of Calvary. So the victory is not from our strength, but it is in the victory that Jesus has given to us on the cross of Calvary. So we are fighting from the place of victory against every form of darkness because God has given us victory. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. We wrestle not against the physical, but the spiritual. So the word that we are using to encourage ourselves today is onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war with the cross of Jesus Christ going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe forward into the battle. See his banner go. As we go in the banner of Jesus, the grace of the Lord will strengthen us and we will win from the place of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to open our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 11. But O you man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and only appointed, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Verse 20, it says, guard what is committed to your trust, avoiding profane and idle babbling and contradiction of which is falsely called knowledge. Amen. As we move forward in our journey of arising and shining, this verse is telling us that we can only lay hold on eternal life by continuing in the journey that has been given to us. Christ has done everything for us. He has opened the way for us, and we need to continue in the journey. We should continue the foundation that Jesus Christ has laid for us. We should continue in that journey. The Bible says we should not engage ourselves in babbling. We should avoid profane babbling. We should avoid profane and idle babbling. Things that contradicts the will of God. Things that takes our consciousness away from the presence of God. The Bible says we should avoid it. That as a child of God, the Bible says, he that warreth does not entangle himself with the affairs of this world. As a soldier of Christ, a lot of things will come to distract us, to take our attention. A lot of things are calling our attention away from the presence of God. A lot of things are calling our attention from arising, staying committed, and laying hold to eternal life. But all we need to do is guard our heart in the word of God. We should make sure we pursue the things that are godly. We should pursue righteousness. We should pursue godliness. We should pursue faith, love, patience, gentleness. Those are the things that helps us in laying hold on eternal life. The Bible says we should fight the good fight of faith. If you want to keep rising and shining, if you want to stay relevant, if you want to stay committed in the cause of laying hold on eternal life, said we should fight the good fight of faith. And in fighting the good fight of faith, we are laying hold on eternal life. Not that we are fighting for God. We cannot fight for God. We are fighting our personal journey. We are fighting for our personal life, because the devil is using every way to distract us from laying hold on this eternal life, from getting to this finished course, from fulfilling the will of God, from doing that which God has told us to do. He said we should lay hold on it. We should make sure our focus is in the righteousness of God. Our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. We should lay hold on godly things. We should pursue love. We should pursue patience and gentleness, because those are the things that keeps us on the track, that keeps us moving, that helps us to fight against the darkness of the sick world. When we live like Christ, when we pursue godliness, when we live our life for God, when we live to please God, we will see ourselves standing on the track, laying hold of eternal life, keeping the course, and preventing ourselves from moving our eyes away from the gaze of Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So as we move forward as soldiers of Christ, let us hold on to this course, fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold. Our aim, our goal is to lay hold of eternal life, a lay hold of that which God has started for us, which Jesus Christ has started for us. We are winning from the place of victory. Challenges will come, the devil will fight it, but because God has won for us, because we are winning from the face of victory, we should hold on to Christ. We should always remind ourselves that we are soldiers of Christ. We should not allow anything take our mind away from God. We should keep on to that which is Christ. And as we make this decision to do that which is of God, the Lord will keep us. His face will shine upon us. He will keep us moving and will strengthen us till the end in Jesus' name. We will lay hold of this eternal life. We will make it to heaven. We will not falter. We will not make mistake in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. We all will receive. Welcome, my children, at the end of our journey on earth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. We are using this medium to pray for Nigeria, because we love our country, Nigeria. We speak the peace of God into Nigeria, that is peace of God will reign. The Spirit of God will rule. The light of God will shine into every thick darkness in this country. In the name of Jesus Christ, the mercy of God will speak for us. In the name of Jesus, as a country, the mercy of God will speak for us. The mercy of God will open the door of liberation for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our leaders, will put them into the hands of the Lord. The Lord will help them. It is well with them. It is well with our country, Nigeria. It is well with every one of us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. Like we have said, we need to lay hold of eternal life. Anyone that has not given his or her life to Christ has not even started. He has not begun the journey of laying hold of eternal life. Everyone on earth, we are all meant to lay hold of eternal life. That is when we make our personal decision to give our life to Christ, to follow him and to live our life for him. I pray that as we make that step to move to Christ, as we make that decision to give your life to Christ, to lay hold of eternal life, the Spirit of the Lord will guide you. The Spirit of the Lord will teach you. The Spirit of the Lord will keep you in the name of Jesus Christ to take the decision that will help your life in the name of Jesus Christ. For everyone that has continued this race, the grace of the Lord will keep us moving. We will not fail. We will not fall by the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord is made available for us. In the name of Jesus, as we prepare to leave the month of February, as we prepare to journey into month of March, the grace of the Lord will keep us. The eyes of the Lord will shine upon us. The strength of the Lord will continually be made available for us. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus speak volumes for our lives today in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. Have a wonderful day.